Exercise 6B, page 89.
The next day, as soon as it was light, Passepartout rapped vigorously at his master's door. Mr. Fogg opened it and asked,
"What's the matter, Passepartout?"
"What is it, sir? Why, I've just this instant found out..."
"What?"
"That we might have made the tour of the world in only 78 days."
"No doubt,"
returned Mr. Fogg,
"by not crossing India. But if I had not crossed India, I should not have saved Aouda. She would not have been my wife, and..."
Mr. Fogg quietly shut the door. Phileas Fogg had won his bet and had made his journey around the world in 80 days. To do this, he had employed every means of transport: steamers, railways, carriages, yachts, trading vessels, sledges, elephants. The eccentric gentleman had throughout displayed all his marvellous qualities of coolness and exactitude. But what then? What had he really gained by all this trouble? What had he brought back from this long and weary journey? Nothing, say you. Perhaps so. Nothing but a charming woman who, strange as it may appear, made him the happiest of men. Truly, would you not, for less than that, make the tour around the world?